This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment. This episode of the Vital Women of Washington Heights is proudly sponsored by Levia Med Spa.
You're listening to the Vital Women of Washington Heights.
Hello, everyone. I am Iris Douglas, and joining me is my co-host, Yvette O'Sullivan.
Hello, everybody.
We are I&I, and today we have a special guest. We are joined here today by Lorena Galarza, and we're going to be talking about National Hispanic Heritage Month and the vibrant culture diversity found in the United States in contrast to her native Ecuador. Bienvenidas. ¿Cómo está? Gracias. ¿Todo bien?
Gracias por invitarme. Thanks for inviting me to join this podcast, this marvelous podcast. I'm so proud.
You're very welcome. We're very happy to have you here. Trust me.
You look beautiful wearing your Ecuadorian necklace and your red dress there representing your country very well.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're very welcome, sweetheart. Welcome. Very welcome.
So, Lorena, yo siempre empiezo con un bochinche. ¿Tú sabes lo que es un bochinche?
Sí.
Okay, so a bochinche is kind of gossip in Dominican Republic.
Yes.
But I give it a different twist. Okay. I give it a flair of facts. And I was very excited. And I was telling Iris that I learned that in Dominican Republic, according to the census in 2022, there were 105 Ecuadorians living in Dominican Republic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Mm. And, you know, sometimes our mindsets, we don't expand our thoughts. Because I never thought, okay, there could be Ecuadorians living in Dominican Republic because I always been exposed to Ecuadorians here in the U.S., but never thought that there could be a possibility of them living in Dominican Republic.
So I think because we have similar cultures, you know, we are so happy, we enjoy the food, we enjoy gatherings with family, with friends. So we are just always looking for family. We are just looking for people that share our thoughts, our happiness, our values. So it's similar, at least for the Ecuadorian from the coast, as me, you know, like me. So we just share the beach, we share the seafood, we share the dancing, the family, the friends, drinking, parties. So I'm surprised, but at the same time, not surprised. And the Dominican Republic is beautiful.
Absolutely. It is a beautiful country.
Yes.
One day I would hope to go to Ecuador. I haven't been there. My daughter had an opportunity to visit when she was in college. She went up to the mountains where they grow the orchids. And she took beautiful pictures of the orchids.
Yes.
But one day I want to get to know your country.
Thank you. It's beautiful too. And I want to go a lot of countries too, since I have met a lot of people here from different countries, and they talk so beautifully about their countries, and it's people so caring. So I want to go to every place. I have a list.
That's good to have
excited.
A list.
I'm excited about your energy because that's what a Latina is. It's vibrant. And you remind me of that vibrant. You know, I was raised in Washington Heights with all these beautiful Dominican women, you know, sexy Dominican women. And you remind me of that. So thank you for being here and just bringing your energy, your vibrant energy into our space.
I'm so proud to be an Hispanic woman, a Latina woman. You know, when I go out, they ask me where I'm from, and they mention different countries. They say Colombia, they say Venezuela, they say Dominican, even Argentina. Few people have told me that I'm even from Spain.
You look
so
like you're from Spain.
I can be from any place, and I love that. I love that. You know, but honestly, most of the time they told me that if I'm from Dominican Republic, because I'm very vibrant, as you said, and I'm sometimes, you know, I have a lot of energy, and I talk and I laugh loud. Yeah. So the majority says that I'm from Dominican Republic.
I would say so. I would definitely say
and
you
they
have
are
Dominican
surprised
vibes.
When I say I'm Ecuadorian.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Ecuadorians in the Bronx because I lived with my landlord was an Ecuadorian woman who worked very, very hard. And I admire her so much. Her name is Maritza. And she was total opposite of you. Ella era más conservative, un poquito más blanquita, tú eres un poquito más india, con el pelo negro. So you look more like the Dominican flair. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because in every country we have different regions.
Yes.
Yeah. We are we have a beautiful mixes everywhere. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the woman from the coast is more like that, you know, more into, she's more vibrant and she's more into dancing, into the beach, the sun. Mm-hmm. Some people from the mountains, they are kind of, you know, they are quiet, they speak easy. Mm-hmm. And but all we are so caring. So caring about each other.
Absolutely.
Always embracing somebody mm-hmm. that needs something. That's beautiful.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Definitely from our culture.
That's definitely mm-hmm. beautiful, mm-hmm. and I appreciate. Well, we had a time, you and I and Medley is Lorena's best friend, that we went away and Medley did something so special, you know. Mm-hmm. She went and she got me some tea. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so simple as that, but that I was very grateful mm-hmm. for that because mm-hmm. that's esa es la costumbre latina. You yeah. know, she says, no, you wanted your tea and I saw you wanted your tea and I went and I got you your tea. I thought it was amazing. Yeah. And that's what I love about us. You yeah. know, we're warm, we're fuzzy, we're fun. I don't mm-hmm. know.
That was very surprising and
yeah, it was
such
surprising.
A warm touch.
Yes.
Because we didn't expect that
absolutely
evening.
Not.
You know, for her to go out of her way and we were asking, where is she? Where is she? And then all of a sudden she comes back with
didn't say a word. She went and she got
in
me my tea.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. We couldn't find tea. We were up in Connecticut somewhere. We couldn't find tea. Chamomile tea. And Medley mm-hmm. went and got me some chamomile mm-hmm. tea. Sorry. Not only one box, but two boxes because she mm-hmm. wasn't even sure what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So that's the warm. That's what I'm used
Definitely.
To, actually. That's what
Definitely.
I'm used to.
But tell us a little bit, why did you decide to come to the United States? And at what age did you make that decision? What lured you to the attraction of the United States? Lo como se llama, los Estados Unidos.
Well, love. I was so in love. I was 32 years old. I always have lived a very good life in my country. I have had a lot of opportunities, so I have grew with the sense that I can make it anywhere. So even if it was a challenge, I say, it's okay, this is a new beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was in love, I know, you know, I was over the moon, and I said, this is a new beginning in a different country, it's okay, but I'm with the love of my life, and this is a new beginning. And I say, everything's going to be okay.
You came here just mm-hmm. knowing that
Very
you were
positive.
In love and you didn't care what was going to happen.
Nothing.
You just...
Yes.
Ready to handle whatever life
whatever.
Threw at you.
Yes.
That's a warrior's heart, girl.
Yes.
That is a warrior's heart.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that answer, mm-hmm. actually, by the way. So what was your experience now once you fell in love and everything? Mm-hmm. Now you're in the Estados Unidos. Now what happens next? Now what was your experience growing in the United States?
Well, how can I tell you? My experience has been positive.
Good.
It's a lot of resilience.
Mm. Absolutely.
It's all the things that you have to pass through just make you stronger.
Mm. All the different experiences.
All the different experiences make you stronger. You are walking and in the path, you meet a lot of people, beautiful people that help you and make you value life. And, you know, in this country that we can work and we can earn money, mm-hmm. we start to value other things that you can buy with money.
Oh, I love mm-hmm. that.
The most important thing that you start to value is your family.
Yes.
Most if, you know, because you have lived your family, your people. So you say, all the Spanish people say, for example, oh, when you come to the United States, you have the money to you know, to make a family reunion, to make food, to, you know, to prepare some food, to drink. Mm-hmm. But everybody is working.
Ah.
Everybody's busy.
You know, that's something interesting.
Nobody
you're saying.
Had time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. My mother used to say, aquí no hay tiempo para nada. La gente siempre está trabajando. Mm-hmm. Estamos encerrados en la casa, you know? My mother used to say that all the time. So I'm glad you brought that up because that was my mother's experience, mm-hmm. you know, when she came from the Dominican mm-hmm. Republic, que siempre estaba encerrada.
Yeah.
Yes, pero qué? Y no había como esa conexión con familia. So how did you adapt to it? Tú dijiste, no, yo voy a bregar con lo que estoy haciendo. Yo tengo mi familia aquí. Yo voy a buscar mi familia aquí en los Estados Unidos.
Yes.
Yes.
Has been hard. Has been very hard because I'm very familiar. I still have my whole family together.
Good.
My brothers, my father, my mother, dogs, cats, house.
They're part of the family, dogs and cats.
I love it.
So I'm just the missing piece. So I have tried to recreate that way in my own house, for mm-hmm. example. I love to cook. I love to invite friends and share and talk. I consider myself very open, so mm-hmm. I just try to make friends for every culture. I try every food, every dance, mm-hmm. everything. I love it like that because even if I'm from Ecuador and my father is a very open, he's very open. So I receive everything. I'm open to everything. Mm-hmm. When you go home. For example, if now you go to Ecuador, to my house, to my home, right? My father is going to tell you, oh, we have this. This is the room. This is the bed. You come here. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you that. He's going to tell my mother, oh, you're going to prepare this food. Oh, we're going to buy the best seafood for this
He's guest. Very hospitable.
So a lot of people have been in my house, mm-hmm. a lot of family in my house. So I'm the same way. And some people say, maybe another cultures don't understand that Hispanic hospitality. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, but you have to ask for people for money. You have to ask for people to bring something. Sometimes I don't care. I just want people to come here.
You've created your home environment
exactly.
and your home here.
Coming
in the United
here,
States.
Dancing, mm-hmm. drinking, enjoying. I love when people eat, when people enjoy my house.
You took your culture and you're bringing it
exactly.
into your space.
I love that.
That's important.
Yeah, that's the way.
I love it. And at the same time, you're dealing with all the other cultures around you, you know?
Yes.
I love it.
That's nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Isn't it fun?
And you are an empowered woman because you own your own home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were able to buy your
Talk
own
about
home.
That.
And you've created your space, like Iris said. You have we've been there. You have
yes.
your cats, and you
mm-hmm.
have your best friend Merly that shares
your
home with
yep.
you, and other people also that you share your home with.
Yes, I think that's the biggest bless that I receive here in the United States. When you are going to a place that you are by yourself, because after my divorce I was by myself, so. Having a family, people that care about you, that take care of you, that you can trust in your own home, that is definitely priceless.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not
absolutely.
Even people from my country. They are from Venezuela, and I'm just thank God every second for them. They are so special. My family, my father and my mother, they have come here to the United States to meet all them. they love them. They have shared a lot of time with them, and they love them. They are so grateful with every person that live with me because everything that I have achieved in this country and in my life has been because every person has been in my path doing something.
Yes.
Even with a word. Mm-hmm. Has been a blessing for me.
You've learned from every person.
Everybody's
every
an angel in your life. And in one opportunity.
That's your spirituality.
You don't
so
know.
You believe in.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
So would you say that your transition to the United States from Ecuador, you said that it gave you resilience, it made you stronger. Do you consider that path has been easy or has that path been difficult with all the support you've received here?
I think it has been, even if you receive support, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, because of my family. For me, the hardest part being here is leaving my family.
Mm.
I'm very close to my mother. My mother is my life, my entire life. So I have found another mother.
You have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My first mother here is a Colombian woman. Her name is Nubia. She lived upstairs. She was caring about me, talking to me, guiding me. Sometimes they have more, even if they are Hispanic, they have more time here in the United States. They know more.
Experience.
They've been living here longer.
Every place that I've, before I have my house, I've rented, I've met mothers. And they love me, and I feel embraced. In the holidays, that sometimes you are by yourself, you know. So for me, the hardest part has been leaving my family, you know. Mm. But at the same time, that gives you purpose. Because you say, yes. I left my family, but it's going to be for something good. I'm going to make them proud of myself, mm-hmm. you know, pride of myself. So they are your motivation, because right now I don't have kids. So they are my motivations. Mm-hmm. And my mother is like God. She said, as you are happy, as long as you're happy, I'm happy. So sometimes when I feel sad, I feel like I can't. I feel like I can't get up from that bed. I said, I have somebody that believes in me, yeah. and she wants me happy. Yeah. She wants to see me beautiful, happy, with success and everything, because she made everything. She is even doing everything for me, for my success, for giving me studies, giving me, you know, companion, everything. She's doing everything for me to be happy, so I have to compensate.
Yes, mm-hmm. you. Definitely.
I have to make her happy.
You don't want to let her down. You don't want to let her down.
No.
I feel that strongly. And you down. Won't, Lorena. No. If you keep with that passion and that heart and that love that you have inside of for everyone, you will never, ever make anyone unhappy. You will always make people happy.
Thank
but you.
You
make yourself happy first, which is what you need to do. Question about when you got divorced and then you found yourself like alone. Were you living in the Bronx, or did you come upstate already, or when you got divorced?
You know, that is, you know, that is the part of the resilience.
Yes, that's why I'm asking.
You know,
you got stronger because of
the new beginnings.
The new beginnings.
Sometimes we find ourselves in a moment that everything is so hard. And do you think you can't, you know, more? You can't do more. You can't support. But after my divorce, I was living at the Bronx. And after my divorce, I didn't have a place to live. Mm. I was living in friends' sofas.
Couch surfing, what we call here in the U.S., couch surfing.
Yeah, with my cat. With my cat.
I remember
all my things, all the few things that I could... or I consider important that I took from that apartment, I put in a storage. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day I just took a picture of all my things that I have built. And I suppose that I was building a home, a family. And when you see that things on the floor, you see, wow, I didn't success. I'm a fail. Mm-hmm. And I took all my house to a storage. But one day I said, to Merle, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of these things, because one day I'm going to laugh of this, because I'm going to have my own home.
That's right. You manifested it.
Yes. And she said, you're right. And I took a picture of all my things packed, you know, in trash bags and everything, you know, but I say, one day this is, you know, I'm going to laugh of this. So for me, when I got my house without a partner,
that was a biggie.
Yeah, because sometimes you find somebody that is good to you, is nice, you enjoy life at certain point. Because sometimes you have to take different ways. Because sometimes when you fall in love, you are just, you know, just in love.
You're like moving in a cloud.
And
Anubis, moving in a cloud.
Responsibilities and the sense of the security and family and the serious talk starts. It's not for everybody.
Exactly.
So he wanted to travel the world. He wanted to live what he didn't live, because he was struggling. He was a young father, and he was, you know, growing in his career, getting money. So he wanted to live that. Mm. And I was ready to settle. That's why I came to the United States.
Right.
I had all that before. I studied. I traveled the world. I partied. So I was ready.
For to settle down.
For a family. Mm-hmm. So he was not. So at the time I say, it's okay, I'm going to have my own house. And I did it. And that was, but that was one of my goals, because as a woman that came from this culture of the woman creating the house, creating the home, I say, I'm going to work every day towards this goal. And I make it.
And you did.
But I have to pass for
you accomplish your dream.
You manifested.
Yes.
So you came to the United States because you were in love, and then the love, then you kind of fell out of love because of the circumstances, and then you rebuilt yourself. But you created, when you took a picture of everything that you had in your house, you created another different version of you, which is the manifestation of you getting what you want.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say to you.
I love it.
So how would you, after going through all those experiences and accomplishing your goal, how would you describe yourself today? Because all that strength that you built inside of you, what else do you want to accomplish? And how would you describe who is Lorena today? ¿Quién es Lorena hoy en día?
Okay. I have been growing every day. I have faced all these situations. But definitely my strength comes from knowing that changes and when you are brave enough, you know, to live, to release, to let it go, to start. That's your strength.
That's right.
And you know, trusting that the universe, God, or wherever is you, in what you believe, he holds you. He's been with you every day. So that for me has been my strength, you know. And I feel even more powerful because sometimes I want to cry. I'm very emotional. I want to cry for joy every time. But sometimes I want to cry because I'm overwhelmed for something. And I say, no, this is going to pass.
Good girl. Figure it out.
I open a book that a special friend gave it to me. It says, it's every word that Jesus gave you every day. Mm-hmm. And he's always supporting you. He's always saying, trust in me. I'm with you. You're doing good. This is going to pass. Mm-hmm. Today it's going to pass. So you have to keep yourself, you know, going.
You absolutely, have faith. Absolutely.
Yeah, going.
You have faith that he is holding you and guiding you and giving you that strength to have that purpose that you mentioned and to keep on going every day to get better, to accomplish your dreams.
And focus on positive things focus on the people that love you.
Mm. Absolutely. That's very important.
Because that is priceless.
That is priceless.
Yeah, that things.
What advice would you give your fellow Latinas? What would you tell a girl that's coming from Ecuador now, from the Dominican Republic, that's in love, and then wants to come and figure it out in Estados Unidos?
Okay. I'm going to talk to myself.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk to them. So I said, don't give up. Chase your dreams. Pray. Surround yourself with the people that love you. Because you are never alone. Mm. Never.
Beautiful. Never I love alone. That you say you're never alone.
You are never alone. Mm-hmm. People come, people go. Mm-hmm. Everybody come to teach you a lesson.
At the perfect time when you need.
At the perfect time.
When you need that support, God sends you somebody.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Do you want to add anything else that perhaps we haven't asked?
One of the questions that I consider is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that says, what aspect of your culture do you think is often misunderstood by American culture?
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job. I love
you know,
that.
When I go out and sometimes some men approach, you know, they start talk to me, you know, talking to me and it's like they have an idea of the Latina woman or the Hispanic woman.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they think we are beautiful. Sometimes they think they can't afford us because we are beautiful. And most of them, I don't know.
This.
But the thing that I have you know noticed more is that sometimes they think like we are just a beautiful face. Mm. Yeah. And a trophy wife.
Yes.
Because they know we like to cook. Oh, they say we have hot temper and things like that.
El fuego de la Latina.
Yes. I know we had sometimes hot temper, but I think it's a cultural thing too, you know, about, you know. But I remember one time I was talking to this guy, to a guy, you know. He was Italian, I remember. And he was very good. And the other friend, the friend come here to join the conversation. Said, yes, it's true. It's true. They want my papers. And they want this from me. It's like, they want, you know. And I say, it's because is the type of Hispanic or Latina woman that you have known.
Exactly.
We are not like that.
There's a misconception about that for sure.
I have studied, I have a career.
Mm-hmm.
My friend from Venezuela has a career.
That's right.
I have psychology, she has nutrition, mm-hmm. you know. I come from a good family with good values. They are very good in my mm-hmm. country. You know, I have achieved my goals. I just need a partner to, an addition, you know, to me.
That's right.
You know, I'm not looking for my savior.
Very good.
I love that you said that because we are stereotyped.
Because he said, I'm a surgeon. I'm a what? I am too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot to bring to the table.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we need a savior or we are, you know, hunting this white man in a shining armor.
It's a big misconception about that.
Yeah.
We're smart. Latinas are smart. We're fiery. Yeah.
Hardworking.
My mother was so smart. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Let's
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit about your entrepreneurship because you are a brand. You are a brand.
Yes. Tell us what you do because you do multiple things within your career.
Okay. Yes. I have my career. I have in my career, I'm focused more on caring because I love that.
I know the kids,
you know, and my business, I started to sell online since I came here to the United States, about 9 or 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I wanted to create a family, I wanted to be a present mother, be there for my kids as a good Hispanic woman. I want to raise my kids by myself. So I said, I have to find a business that I don't have to go out to the street.
Smart.
I have to take care of my home, my husband, my kids. So I started to sell online
mm-hmm.
and in different platforms, and it has been good. I never figured out, I never imagined the thing when I received a letter from the IRS. I say, oh my God, this is all the money I have made, because I was just that. At first, I was just, for fun, going to the, you know, to buy, to going shopping, mm-hmm. yeah. But then it's really a business. And right now, I feel so good because I'm 40, and people are considering me as a reference for an empowered woman, mm-hmm. for a beautiful woman.
Yes.
So I have been promoting clothing. I have been doing events mm-hmm. with different brands. And right now, I'm just working as an extra in movies too.
Yes.
So
it's incredible that I'm in my 40s, because I used to think that at my 20s was the best age because I was partying, I was skinnier, I was younger. But no, it's now and in the United States.
Sometimes women come to be into their own and really bloom in their 40s.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you think that that's happening in your 20s, but really, at least for me, I felt empowered when I was in my 40s.
Wow, yes.
And now that I am not in my 40s, but I still feel stronger and more empowered.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing, you know, what you do and having a career in psychology and caring for your kids, but also you are dabbling in branding yourself as something else as well.
Yes.
And enjoying who you are as a Latina
yes.
woman.
Yes. Exactly, because I love to manage my time.
Mm-hmm.
I love to chase.
Mm-hmm.
I love to look for opportunities.
Like to learn.
To learn. No, you know, meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I have friends from all ages, kids
mm-hmm.
and the older people, all these people. I don't know. I have many friends. I enjoy the company from everybody. I love that.
You're a passionate woman, person. And
that's beautiful.
That shines. Your personality shines.
Thank you.
And that's why you're so blessed.
Thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
Yes.
So we're going to conclude our show. Iris, would you mm-hmm. like to add something we haven't covered?
I'm happy that Lorena was here today. I'm happy that you're representing La Mujer Latina. You're definitely fiery and beautiful and
thank
smart
you.
and creative. And you
mm-hmm.
are learning to navigate your business and yourself and your career. So I'm just happy that I had this opportunity to see you this way, because we know we hang out sometimes, but this is different. And I'm very proud that we invited
you
here today
thank
to
you so
represent
much.
The Hispanic, Heritage Month. Yeah, you definitely embody that energy of women figuring it out en los Estados Unidos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Bueno, buenas gracias. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. I have to think there for a minute in Spanish. Muchas gracias.
De nada. Gracias a ustedes por invitarme.
De nada, mija. De nada.
Gracias a ustedes por invitarme. Estoy muy feliz.
Sí.
Gracias.
And we are being sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County. Andrew O'Grady, thank you so much for this opportunity to bring someone like Lorena here that to communicate to people that we got this. You know, women empowerment, Latina, whether you're Latina or not, women are very powerful. Mm-hmm. And we're here to kind of just say that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Andrew, for this opportunity.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment. Thank you once again to this episode's sponsor, Levia Med Spa.